Sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch. That is Braxton Keith there with A Little Bit Closer. I'm Shane, and our special guest is here. Mo Brings Plenty from the show Yellowstone. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Shane. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today. Not very often, probably, in an actor's career, did you get to play the role of a guy with the same name as you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been very fortunate and blessed, and so I'm just so thankful.
So what brings you to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo?
You know, I love rodeo. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, you know, and so I love to come watch the athletes, mm-hmm. both the livestock and the cowboys and cowgirls. I mean, great competitors on both sides, and I love to watch them go at it.
And you, I understand, tried a little rodeo.
Yes, sir, I sure did. You know, I rode a little bit of bucking horses and some bulls. I tried doing a little bit of bullfighting. I mean, back then,
did
they
you
called
really?
Them rodeo clowns.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
You like to live dangerously, Mo.
Of course. You know, I mean, growing up on a res, you know, it was just a huge dream and driven, you know, because
right.
And I come from Saddle Bronc country in mm-hmm. South Dakota, and my Uncle Howard Hunter Sr. was a huge inspiration, along with Bud Longbreak, Tommy Reeves, and that Bauer boys. I mean, you know,
oh, yeah.
The list is long, and so... It was just a huge dream of mine and just really excited about it, you know, and I kind of dreamt about being a world champion bull rider at one time, and after a few licks, I figured, this game ain't for me.
Try something else.
That's right.
You've been involved with some huge projects, really, of course. I mean, we got Yellowstone, Jurassic Dominion, Hell on Wheels. Like, you've been in some films and shows that are going to live on forever. That's got to be kind of overwhelming at times when you think about that.
You know, it hasn't quite sunk in yet, to
yep.
be honest with you. I'm just a reservation country boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm small town cat. And mm-hmm. so I'm really just counting my blessings. And there's a platform with this. And so I try to utilize it
right.
to the best of what my interests are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from horses to rodeo. Just agricultural, the mm-hmm. Western lifestyle, and of course, you know, the American Indian culture.
Right.
And so I try to share that platform with all of them because, and with all of that, if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Right. So basically, your job is to speak truth. You're listed as an American Indian storyline consultant.
Yes,
so
sir.
That is, it's to speak the truth.
Yes, sir.
And that's
yes,
the
sir.
Important thing about it. And
absolutely.
That's the history that shall not be forgotten, and it's really neat. Man, That's a big thing, Mo. Those are some big shoes to fill right there to be involved at that.
It is.
Because you got a whole culture looking to you.
Yeah.
Like, please, speak for us.
And that's it. Really, I didn't ask to be the spokesperson for it.
Right.
But I've grown up on a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the trials and tribulations. I've seen the persecution. Experienced it all.
Right.
But the only thing that got me through was their love, their compassion, and rodeo.
Yeah.
You know, because in the West, the cowboy culture and the American Indian culture are very much parallel.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so thankful that Taylor Sheridan come along because he merged them. I mean, and he's able to share that
mm-hmm.
with the rest of the world. And so the cowboy culture and the American Indian culture are on this incline.
It absolutely,
you know,
it is.
So it's so amazing.
It absolutely is. That was so neat that it's, you know, it's been a show and then it comes back on CBS, so there's like a whole new audience that's now getting to see it again and relive it. Do you go back and watch those old episodes again? Like, oh, I forgot about that.
No, I didn't forget about them because they are ingrained in my mind. And,
right. Yep.
And I do watch them because it don't matter how many times. You can watch the same episode five times, and you're still going to learn something from it.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. There's so it's so entwined.
It is.
You know, and you forget something, or
mm-hmm.
you didn't catch something the
yeah.
first time or the first
or
two, three times.
Or some kind of foreshadowing
right.
three episodes ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and that's the brilliance of Taylor Sheridan.
Absolutely.
The writing
is.
That he does is so amazing.
Next project for you? You got anything in the works you're allowed to talk about yet?
You know, I did do a episode of Lawman Bass Reeves.
Right.
An amazing project.
Yep.
And just getting ready to do some consulting for, which 1923, I've done
mm-hmm.
some consulting on that.
Mm-hmm.
And some other projects, you know, whatever is in store, it's all in the good Lord's hand.
Absolutely. Well, Mo, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Welcome to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, buddy.
Thank you so much, and it's a great pleasure being here with you and sharing this time. Thank
absolutely.
You.
It's Shane from the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Here's Charles Wesley Godwin on the ranch.